We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
823, do not go anywhere. In our next segment now, you know, Playboy magazine went out of business yesterday. Victim of the coronavirus. Which is weird, but they, you know, the actual magazine is no more. Okay. They will no longer have a newsstand magazine. And Dan Donnelly, who is 25 years old, has a story out of when he got caught with the Playboy magazine. Him and his brother. And this will take every one of you back to the time and how he got in hot water when he and his brother were looking at bare-chested females. It's really a beautiful thing. And you could look forward to that in the next segment. It's really, Al, it's a slice of Americana.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story. But before we do that, Dan, would you please read the latest tweet of my favorite Twitter guy, Elliot Shore Parks?
Sure. So Elliot tweets out about Malcolm Jenkins. No excuse for the Eagles not to match this for Jenkins.
On the line with us, WIP reporter Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Elliot, no, really, that's my question to you. What's going on? I love Malcolm Jenkins, and the Eagles let him go. You saw the numbers. They should have kept him, no?
Yeah, I mean, look, they should have kept him at those numbers without question. I mean, that's barely more than he was going to make already. I think it's an average around $8 million. His hit for next year was going to be around $7.5 million. But to me, what this shows is the Eagles were never seriously interested in bringing back Malcolm Jenkins. If they wanted Malcolm Jenkins back, he'd be here. So this whole narrative that they wanted him, but, you know, they didn't want to pay him the money for his age, you just shouldn't buy into that. I mean, look, he is older, but he plays every snap. He's never hurt. And he was their best player on defense last year. So for them not to match that, I think is just unexcusable.
Well, it is. And we're all wrestling with, you know us, we always come up with sinister concepts on what might happen. Mm-hmm. But Elliot, he's the only guy that could keep on the field. He never got hurt. He was a leader of the defense. He was the best defensive player and by far the best defensive back. And they let him go for a pittance. Give me a theory. Why?
Yeah. So I remember 2 years ago, I was interviewing the safety coach, Tim Hawk, and I asked him, you know, what would you ever do if you lost Malcolm Jenkins? Because he played every single snap, and he's played every single snap since then. And he said, there would be no replacing him. We'd have to change our entire defense. That's how important this guy is to what the team did, how many roles they used him. And I mean, he registered snaps in 9 different positions last year for a safety. So he was incredibly versatile. But when it comes to why they got rid of him, maybe it was something with him and Jim Schwartz. I mean, Malcolm has a loud voice in that locker room, obviously. But, you know, you can't really say you're trying to get younger and then move on from Malcolm, but now you're apparently close to bringing in Darius Slay, who's going to be 30 next year. So, you know, those two moves don't really add up. I just don't ever think they were going to pay Malcolm. And this idea that, you know, last year he came in, in OTAs. I don't think they were ever going to pay him.
All right. I ran this theory by Ray Dittiger and he slapped it down. But I'm right and Ray's wrong. All right? You touched on it right there, Elliot. Jim Schwartz, right? My theory is that Jim Schwartz saw Malcolm Jenkins with the great respect he had in that locker room and the power he had to get his teammates to do what they needed to do, that offended Schwartz because it felt like it was taking power away from Jim Schwartz. What do you think of that theory?
I think it's a little strong, but what I will say is I don't think it's a coincidence that the player that, as of now, it seems like they're going to have replaced Malcolm. Jalen Mills is one of Jim Schwartz's favorites.
Oh, he loves, he loves Jalen Mills.
And Darius Slay is a guy that started with Jim Schwartz. Doesn't he have his fingerprints all over this?
I'll say this. If Jim Schwartz wanted Malcolm Jenkins back, I believe Malcolm Jenkins would be back.
No doubt.
Well, that's the same theory I have. You just twisted it back
around. I just said
all right, so what about it? I mean, you know how reliable Jenkins was. I'm not going to say he's the greatest safety there was, but he's solid, right? Why would Schwartz not want him there?
It's a great question. Look, I know that there's this perception that maybe he's lost a step. All I know is watching every snap Malcolm played last year, I didn't one time think he looked too slow. Like, he didn't have a perfect year, but he certainly never looked too slow. I truly believe that this is, you know, maybe a large organizational thing about wanting to get younger. But, look, I agree. Like, I can't explain why they did it because I don't think it makes any sense. I mean, whenever Howie makes a move, you know, you can normally see some logic in it. Since I've started covering the team, this is the biggest head-scratching move I think they've made. I don't see why they would do this.
All right. Now, here's where we put you on the spot a little bit, Elliot, because it's very rare that we can first guess instead of second guess. Normally, when a trade's about to happen, like the one with Darius Slay, we know what we're giving up to get a quality cornerback. We don't have anything on the table right now. What is a fair price to pay to the Lions for Darius Slay?
So I know the Lions were looking for a second-round pick for Darius Slay, and I know the whole reason they're trading him is because Darius Slay wants to be paid along the top of the market at cornerback. So I think you're probably looking at a second or third round pick, and you're looking at paying him $13 to $14 million a year. Now, it's obviously a lot to give up, but what I'll say is I think he's a better cornerback than Byron Jones. So he's older, but he's a playmaker. He's consistently around the ball. He averages one interception every five games over his career, which is a great number. He leads the league in pass breakups since 2015. So he's a better player than Byron Jones, but it's going to be expensive.
Hold on. Jones gets 17 a year, right?
I think he came in a little under that. I think he came in at around 16. Yeah.
It's still less than what Slay will probably get in this deal. Now, when you said second or third, to me, that's the deciding factor here. If it's a second, it's too much. If it's a third, it's understandable. That's going to really say how this played out. Did they have to give up the number two to get him, right? That's a key moment in this whole transaction.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if they give up a second-round pick. For everything I've heard about the Eagles' plans, they're really valuing the draft this year. And giving up a second-round pick would really impact not only your ability to get a young player in that round, but to potentially trade up. So I think if at most it'll be a third, and it wouldn't surprise me if it came in under that, but I think it'll be a third.
All right, last thing, Elliot. We're only a few days into free agency. What we know we got right now is Hargrave and Slay. We're pretty sure about Slay. How should Eagles fans feel right now?
I don't think the team is as good as they were when free agency started.
Wow.
I think that's how big of a loss Malcolm Jenkins is.
You're
now,
right.
It's early, obviously. It's only 2 days in, but as good as Hargraves is and, you know, the addition of Slay, I don't think they outweigh the loss of Malcolm.
All right, Elliot Shorprox on the scene. Great stuff as always, Elliot. Thank you, my friend.
Yep, talk to you soon.
All right, Billy, this is
what
I need to know. Free agency starts, you're the GM, right? You're a few days into it. Do you know if things aren't going right? Do you look at it yourself and go, this isn't breaking the way we thought it would?
Yeah, you sort of know the guys you're going to get. If you're going after them, because you've had your talks behind the scenes. So you know the guys you're going to get, and you have your plans of trades that you're trying to accomplish, guys you want to take in the draft. But you do know in free agency if you're behind the eight ball a little
bit. Okay, and here's what you reveal something at the beginning of the show that bears repeating. You believe that Malcolm Jenkins, before his release by the Eagles, already had a sense that he could go back to the Saints and even had a rough idea of what they would be paying him, right? Yeah. Which we as fans don't see that one. They didn't even release him yet. How do you already know what the Saints are going to do? Behind the scenes, there's a lot that goes on even before any of these moves are made.
Yeah, because I think his agent probably had a feeling what the Eagles were going to do. Were they going to give him an extension?
Okay.
Were they going to pick up the option? Were they going to let him go? So he probably had an idea.
He was testing the market?
Yeah, I mean, because you like Rhea said earlier, you're meeting at these meetings. You're talking to agents, talking to the team. So the Saints knew most likely they're probably not going to sign him. Adam Schechter said it, that they probably weren't going to deal with him a while back. And so, you know, he's going to be available. And you figure out, what's the number going to take? Well, he was at this number. He said, look, we'll give you this.
I don't think people calculate, including you as a GM, calculate the true value of a great leader. I honestly don't. I think that once you lose him, then you realize it. The Saints themselves, when they lost Jenkins, they didn't realize till real soon after he was gone that he had a value beyond just what he did on the field.
No, right.
I think the Eagles are going to be in the same boat.
There's certain guys you know you need to keep in lock.
Yep.
Like when Aaron McKee was becoming a free agent after the finals.
Right.
May have paid overpaid him a little, but it was more for keeping him to keep
you
other
guys. You paid him to be a leader.
Yeah, to keep
so
other
guys. Does happen. That's why it amazes me that you show no value for Malcolm Jenkins that way. Clearly, you have lost your handle on the GM
position. I
think
the more and
more
you hear about it, the two sides didn't care for each other.
They didn't.
It was just,
And that's amazing because the fans love Malcolm.
Well, because here's the thing is, and it's kind of where some of us were on Jimmy Butler, you always have a guy on the team.
Yep.
Who was so demanding that people get sick of it. They're like, can you back off once in a while?
Yep.
And certain people just aren't wired that way.
No, when Charles Barkley was trying out for the Olympic team in 1984, he was the best player in the tryouts. Michael Jordan, Patrick, all the guys. He was the best. But he broke every rule that Bobby Knight had.
And it drove him crazy.
And every meeting they used to talk about Charles, you know, you couldn't wear hats in dining room. Charles would wear one. He would do everything. And they finally, Bobby Knight finally said, we're spending more time talking about Charles Barkley and not the other guys.
Wow.
So let's get rid of him and move on and then start so we can focus on the other guys.
You can behave yourself right out of town. Yes. Jeremy is up next. Hi, Jeremy.
How's it going, Morning Show?
How are you feeling, my brother?
I'm feeling betrayed in an offensive-driven league. Where's the wide receivers?
Thank
you. What are they doing?
Wait a minute. There's an offensive side of the ball, too? There hasn't even been a rumor about that, Jeremy. You know what they're saying? Now, how he'll deal with that in the draft.
You can't
if he's been any good at that.
Do you want to know why that's a problem? And Billy, you had mentioned something about it, I think even last week. You are not going to get the OTAs with these guys.
Exactly.
You're not going to get the mini camps. You're not going to be able to. The wide receiver is one of the toughest positions. Unfortunately, we saw it with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. For these guys to translate.
That's the point.
If he blew that pick,
there were great receivers around there, and he picked the wrong one.
Yeah.
Now this year he's going to get the right one?
Supposed to rely on that?
Why? Why would I think that?
No. Rhea, that's what they're saying about Brady going to Tampa Bay. Now he's going to learn a whole new offense with no OTAs.
Yeah. That's not going to work. Yeah. That will not work. Yeah. So, Jeremy, you're right that they got to do something on the offensive side of the ball. Imagine if you're Wentz right now going, do they even realize that we have a side of the ball, too?
Well, they
haven't done a thing.
They do have a draft with a lot of receivers.
Oh, yeah. And they did last year, too, and they picked the wrong one.
But it's going to be hard to pick the wrong one this year.
I hope you're right, Al. Jeremy, who's benefiting from the virus?
My boss, American Truck Drivers.
Truck Drivers, Al. You know, that's true. They're still up and running. They're in a truck by themselves. And everybody needs what they're bringing us. Absolutely. Great one. Mine hasn't been picked. Mine is the winner. I'm the judge. 888. No one's going to say it. All right, you can be the judge unless mine's picked.
Okay.
Mine is so – Al gave me mine.
Okay.
Al gave me mine. There's one thing above all others that has been benefiting from this. And if you know sports, you know the answer.
Yeah.
888.
215-592-9494. We don't have that other number anymore.
No, I know we don't.
215-592-9494.
When we return, Dan Donnelly, 25, tells the story of how he got caught with a Playboy magazine.
Oh, jeez.
It'll bring all of you back to your childhood. WIP Sports Time, 836.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.